And that breeze you might be feeling is the U.S. economy speeding by, growing at a faster pace than expected in the third quarter. The Commerce Department reports that despite Hurricanes Harvey and Irma, Maria in U.S. territories, the gross domestic product grew at an annual rate of 3%. Michael Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News, is here to take a closer look. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Robin.
So economists expected the hurricanes that hit Texas and Florida primarily would hurt growth. But what did happen in the broader economy?
Well, the hurricane effects were still obviously all over the report. But if you look at some of the components that were least likely to be affected by the weather, it was pretty encouraging. One is exports. They were very strong in the quarter, and that's obviously a reflection of the fact that the international economy outside of the U.S. is doing very well also, and that's helping to support the U.S. But another big one is non-residential investment. In other words, investments by companies in their domestic operations. And that was a strong number, too. So that's a big vote of confidence in the domestic economy. Mm-hmm. But also, you have to remember that hurricanes have some very negative effects on the economy, but they also have some positives. And in this case, they sort of canceled each other out.
Well, because people bought things, for instance, cars.
Right. Yeah. Cars. Consumer spending actually was up in the quarter. It decelerated a little bit from the second quarter, but it beat economist estimates. And one of them was the purchase of cars. I mean, so many cars were flooded, especially in the Houston area from the hurricanes, that did add a nice bump to consumer spending.
Yeah. So where do you think this is going? 3%. You know, President Trump has said he wants growth at 4%. And people said that's impossible. Well,
3% surprising a lot of people in these last two quarters. And I mean, you have to take it as a positive sign that the economy is certainly has gained some momentum. There's lots of other sort of leading indicators of the economy that are doing well. That said, there still is a lot of skepticism that this pace of growth will continue in the near future. The estimates from economists through early 2019 are for more in the low to mid 2% range. And that's sort of, you know, what we've seen throughout this expansion. So there is skepticism that this is sort of a temporary bump.
Okay. Well, just while we have in the minute, we have the drugstore chain CVS is in talks to possibly buy the health insurance company Aetna. What does this merger mean for the industry?
It's a very big deal. One Citigroup analyst called it evolutionary and revolutionary. Hmm. And another analyst from Mizuho made a great point. They're saying they could imagine a scenario where CVS opens more sort of urgent care centers in their pharmacies and directs patients to these places through copay differentials with Aetna. So it's an interesting possibility, but the big elephant in the room here is the fact that Amazon.com appears to be getting into the pharmacy business. So companies like CVS really have to do something to compete and to justify why they have all these brick and mortar stores when, you know, the big elephant of e-commerce is bearing down on them with competition.
Oh my God. Wouldn't it be funny if if Amazon pushed CVS out of the pharmacy business into insurance? Michael Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Mike, thanks as always.
Thank you, Robin.